All right, my click can broadcast.
Do it, Doug.
I'm broadcasting now.
Okie smokes, Bullwinkle.
All right.
I'd like to give people a couple minutes to catch up, man.
Sure.
And now for the part of the show we think you'll really like?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Rocky, why don't you pull a rabbit out of a hat?
Not again.
Again? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Man, they don't make cartoons like that anymore. Now they're all garbage. I didn't have to laugh. I was listening to Joe and our this Lord of Cinnabon on their podcast, and they were bringing up all the robotics, Gem, Bigfoot cartoons, and the Visionaries, and humanoids.
Back in the good old days when they were just 30-minute commercials.
Shills for merchandise.
Yeah, that was good stuff. The Inhumanoids were dope.
Yeah, it was a sweet toy.
Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. I was thinking about classic Looney Tunes and how much you could get away with in cartoons back in the day.
Yeah.
They smoked, they drank, they fired guns. That skunk spent 6 minutes trying to rape that poor cat that got some paint on its back. And everybody's like, ha-ha, cartoons, it's funny!
And Bugs Bunny was allowed to blow up Donald Duck with,
Oh, my God.
Donald Duck, but Daffy.
Yeah, he could.
There's
Elmer
that one
could
that
shoot
classic
him in the
episode
face.
Where they're both upstaging each other on like a vaudeville stage.
Sure.
And eventually Daffy like swallows all this gunpowder and stuff and he blows himself to pieces. Oh man, you can't have good stuff like that anymore.
No, cartoons got phased out. I can't believe there's no more Saturday morning cartoons.
I know, what a sham. I blame Captain Planet. It all went downhill after the debut of Captain Planet.
I'm on board. I completely am okay
so
with that.
So it's all Ted Turner's fault. He took cartoons and crushed them into crapness.
That poor kid had the power of heart.
Man, what a turd factory that show was.
Everybody had elemental powers and he got heart.
Yeah. They're like, look, I can do fire and I can control water and I can cry. Like, what does that do? What does heart do?
So many things are Ted Turner's fault now that I think about it.
Yeah, he is a big piece of crap. Like, there's just so... like, yeah, much of the world would be better if Ted Turner never existed.
Samurai says his ring lowered your cholesterol.
That's what Hart did?
Yeah.
Probably unnecessary for the 12-year-old kid who was wearing it.
Not
well,
these
lowered,
days.
It lowered your cholesterol, not his cholesterol.
Just in time for his friend to set me afire into burning fire. Ooh, I feel better. Oh, I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm very badly wounded! You shot me! You shot me in the arm! I made a makeshift splint!
So speaking of being on fire, are you caught up with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Did you watch this week's?
No.
Oh, I was very impressed. There's a new Inhuman, and he has the ability to blow himself up and then reform, and the reforming special effects were really, really pretty good. I was impressed.
No, anyway. I'm behind on that. I'm behind on Flash. I'm behind on Arrow. I'm behind on whatever they're called, People from Tomorrowland.
The Legends of.
Yeah. And yet again, I need to find out where Joe lives, and I'm going to go and punch him in his face for... promoting that people should watch Riverdale.
You, okay.
Riverdale. Come on, who greenlighted this show? You know what he's making for? The preview for it this week? You know who was on Riverdale this week?
No.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Reasonable. Right.
That is.
But still, man, I'd much rather watch Josie and the Pussycats than Archie and the gang.
I agree with that statement as well. This is weird.
I was going to say, they were Josie and the Pussycats. They had tails and ears for hats.
That's true. All right, let's talk about this Puzzle Quest game.
Sure.
All right, moving on.
Just this once.
True believers, and welcome to the 77th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am Dooley One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors.
Hello.
Excited yawn.
Oh, the good old patented Ian excitement yawn.
I know. I'm all the excitement has been siphoned out of me since last show.
Oh, man, I didn't fix the dates either. Hey, this is covering February 8th through, what's
Add
plus
7. 8,
plus 15. Yeah, yep. The 15th. Man, I need to fix the script once in a while. 2017. What we got for your Deadpools? Today was Green Black Widow. Thursday, Black Loki. Friday, Purple Dream Warrior. Saturday, Yellow Squirrel Girl. Sunday, Black Doctor Doom. Monday's Purple Mystique. Tuesday's Green Hulk. And Wednesday is, for whatever reason, the changed Falcon in the yellow variety.
Ooh, a change, you say?
I did say.
I'm excited to learn
more. See later in the show. Like, there's an index, and you can click it or something. For your 5-day, 4-star crash!
What?
It was a very small crash.
Ah, okay.
Bunk.
Bunk. Crash of the Titans!
Okay.
On the 6th was Ant-Man. I think it took me 2 tries. How did it go for you guys?
I played it less than I've ever played any of them with actually playing it, and it's never gone that bad before.
Ooh, wow, really?
I was like, I always do a little like, you know, because a lot of my 4-stars aren't built up, and I was like, well, let's test the waters, see how this goes. So I went in, took my turn. On turn 1, Jean had cascaded to the point where she had already fully activated her mind over matter ability. I immediately hit retreat and didn't try again.
Wow.
That's one way to go.
Yep. I was like, on turn 1, you've already generated 11 purple AP and made like 2 critical matches. Never mind.
I do understand the frustration. That happened on when I tried the most recent PvP. I logged in, tried a fight, got 0 points. The same type of thing. Cascaded. I'm like, all right, I'm done. If that's the way you're going to treat me, I'm not going to play you. But my Ant-Man went far better than that. I have him champed. So I forgot boosts and still was able to pull it off. Because I forgot boosts, it was very dangerous. I got stunned a couple times because the board cascaded for me into a critical, but no, was still able to pull it off, so good time.
Good deal. Coming up next, it is jumping ahead to Red Hulk.
Oh, good, because I know I could use a legendary token for once, and I know that before, you know, he was champed, everybody was winning this fight, so I remain confident that ever since stuff coming up later in the show, you know, mine's at a whopping 2, 4, 5 now. So, you know, I beat him with less than that. So I plan on beating him pretty savagely. I assume you guys have him champed and will beat him without boosts in 1 turn.
I don't think it'll probably take more than 1 turn. But
no, you do have to steal a little bit of green.
But yeah, I plan on it not being a big...
no big whoop.
A big hurdle.
You can make his hands clap. Just crush everybody like a bug.
Yeah, I have him champed as well. So 3, 5, 5. So you've got... You've got the best powers highest, so I think you have a good chance as well.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I'm optimistic because he's next, that means he'll be in the vault for the next 4 days, so that will give me 8, plus, you know, today's legendary token, plus 8 chances in the vault to get him fully covered so that I can champion him and live the 4-star champion lifestyle that everybody else is enjoying.
Does it give you champagne wishes and caviar dreams?
So it does. Oh, does it ever? We'll get to that later.
Oh, man. I'm Robin Leach. I'm yelling. I don't know why. Little Robin Leach here for you. I knew you were dying for that.
That dude's still alive, by the way.
Really?
Yep, I just saw him on TMZ like a week ago.
Yeah, they should bring that show back.
No.
Oh. No, nobody wants to see that.
No, they do. It was called Cribs, and it was terrible.
No, yeah, but it's got to have Robin Leach.
Oh, I don't know if he's up to hosting duties still alive. It just meant he's not dead.
I don't want to have, like, exhibits show up at somebody's house and, like, pimp their house. Like, I want, like, Robin Leach
to
show up.
So he can go into the thing. They can say, hey, let's go to the bedroom. This is where the magic happens. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God.
I remember when you had Cribs on MTV and, like, they would go into people's houses and there was always, like, these giant rooms that were just full of shoes. Like, I swear, every person they featured owned every pair of Air Jordans ever made.
That's how I can like, tell people that I made it.
Dear
I bought
God,
a bunch of shoes.
How many pairs of shoes do you need? Anywho.
That's a thing. I mean, you should know that as well as anybody.
I know. It's crazy.
I believe you have loved ones that lived in your guest room that had 200 pair of shoes in your guest room.
Yeah, he did. He had a lot of shoes. He's come back now that he doesn't sell shoes anymore.
All right. I'll let it slide this time because he is a delight.
He's a good guy. In your story events, you got the hunt is running now. 8 and 15,000 gets you a Green Widow. 26,000 is purple. Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. 47,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get an X-Force Wolverine. And 11 to 50 is Switch. Remember when you used to just be able to call him X-Force? Because he was the only one.
Right.
Coming up next is the Unstable ISO 8. 8 and 14,000 is Green Switch. 23,000 is Black X-Force Wolverine. 44,000 is the CP. And 1 to 100 gets a brand new Mordo, who apparently lost his baronetcy and is now just a plain peasant.
Oh.
I don't know. He's not Baron Mordo anymore. I don't know
That's
why.
Too bad.
Yeah. Feel bad for the guy. PvP land, who cares, really, because it's the in-between season. Last one was, I don't know, Vortex of Doom.
Black Vortex, sure. And now Balance of Power.
And now the oh-so-popular Balance of Power. 800 gets you a Green Rockin' Groot. 900 is Yellow Bellin' Head. 1200 for the CP. Top 5, Big Pun. 6 to 50, Loki. And it can't end soon enough. That's what
I know. Wait, no, which Big Punisher?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care. Okay. I'm not going to even bother playing it.
If there's a Big Punisher, I might.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
I'm getting there.
Hold the phone.
I'm thinking I might be able to find it. Maybe.
Green.
I know how this works.
Green.
Black. Are you playing level 7 or 8? Level 8?
I've been playing level 7.
If you play level 8, they're both black. If you play level 7, number 1 is black and 2 through 5 is green.
I already have green at a 5. I guess I can't participate. I'm just kidding. I wasn't going to play anyway.
I can't use black at all, but green would be awesome.
There you go. Play level 7. So those are the events for the in-between season stuff. Let's talk about Civil War, kids. As always, it was a delight.
It was a delight. It was just the boost that I needed. I mean, I'm back to, you know, just drowning in apathy. But during Civil War, I had a fantastic time. I on day one of Civil War, the first thing that came out of my first pull of my taco tokens was the red Hulkbuster that I needed to get him to max covers, and I championed him. My goodness. I just punched my way right to level 7 without even trying.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to have a champion 4-star, my first champion 4-star, and I was just like, I can participate now. I will pick champion Hulkbuster, who was boosted, so it was outrageous. And then I'm like, I don't know, I'll pick Johnny Rando and Extra Girl, and I just built up red or black. It didn't matter.
The newest comment coming to you from Marvel, by the way.
What's that?
Johnny Rando and
Extra Girl.
Extra Girl. They are the top hot new team. Them and they're going. I think they're going to a team up. They're going on a double date with Cloak and Dagger.
I bet they'll be featured on the show that you do with the Cinnabon Hour.
Yeah. I'll listen to next week's Cinnabon Hour and see if they talk about Johnny Rando and Extra Girl.
But it was amazing. The
it's
Alliance,
kind of like Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
Sure, the Alliance did pretty well. I mean, normally I will open a token on this show, and then a week will elapse, and I will open another token. This time I got what 6 4-star covers in 3 days. That's amazing. I had tons of got a couple Spider Womans, got all the Red Hulks. I even opened the special Wakanda Vault. Hail to the King. They got an Agent Venom. I was sad. I stopped opening immediately.
Sure. I think I only got one of those Black Panther tokens, like in
from
total
progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we both got the exact same reward out of it.
We did.
As the as one of those Black Panther guys.
Nice.
The same color, even.
Nice.
I think it was rigged.
Very possible.
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything else new. Everything was appropriate about Civil War, and it worked very well.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that next time they run it, that the rewards on the Iron Man side are all like 1-star Storm. That's what I want the rewards to be. I want it to be like 40 covers of 1-star Storm.
No, Iron Man is such a hassle to fight. I hate fighting him. Fighting Cap is a joy, comparatively.
I'm just sick of playing on that side of the fence.
That's fine. You got to play on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, so we ended up, I gotta give props to the Alliance. We got all three of the 4-star rewards, so we made it through round 7 of the one side, and then we just decided to switch because round 8 was just soul crushing. So we went over and we managed to get 2 Spider-Woman covers, so I was very happy with how we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Iron Man...
It was down to the wire.
It was.
It was. It was. Ray and I were both playing at like 11:45, trying to get those last couple points. I'm sure other of our Alliance may have been. He was the only person I was obviously in touch with, but it was good. Yeah, I'm not opposed to switching sides, and it's almost always motivated by the prizes. But if those drones didn't have the We Are Legion ability, then I would be like, whatever side is good. You're going to get 4 cover. You're going to get covers either way, and it's going to be awesome. But man, having to fight through all those drones and they just jump in your way and jump in your way. At least I can ignore Cap's allies.
It's true.
That's really my motivator. So yeah, it was a great Civil War. Everything was coming up, Ian. Yep. So how about those changes, Craig?
Oh man, do these suck?
Here they're bad. Tell me more. Who's being changed and why?
Well, in the long-needed, we're going to fix Mr. Fantastic, who just needed to do some more damage, they decided to take away his one good power and make it crap.
Nice.
Why? I have no idea why you'd want to do this to him, but they did. So here's what changed. His boo power flexibility, which was his, you know, make stun and projectiles. Mm-hmm. It's been reduced by 1 cost. Okay. And now you choose 2 basic tiles and swap them. But before you swap them, they become fortified protection tiles, which I guess lets you, you know, make a match with them and they won't die because they're fortified.
Yeah, I find that an odd combination.
Yeah, I don't know why I want to swap things that I've just fortified, but you can.
I mean, you can also, I guess you can kind of swap them to make sure
put them down in the corners, I guess.
Yeah, protect them.
Yeah.
It's just odd. I'd wait to use it, see.
Yeah,
if I like it or not.
I think the thought is that you will tuck them down in the bottom left and right hand corners or something and hope they just sit there. So it does that, it remains a 3-turn stun at level 5. And let's see, what else has changed? Not much. They've now gone up to... They're now strength at level 270. They're now strength 270 projectiles. They used to be strength 207.
Mm.
So they got a little stronger and now they swap things. And it now costs 7 blue instead of 8. So that's a good change.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. What's the Imaginat?
I'm going to skip ahead, though.
Okay.
I'm going to skip down to Imaginat.
Imaginat.
The power that really needed to be fixed. Because really, that's where his big problem was. The Imaginat was just awful. So now Imaginat, instead of placing a 2-turn countdown tile, it now places a 3-turn fortified black countdown tile.
That's way more impressive.
While one of these tiles is on the board... Whenever a friendly red, green, or yellow match is made, you know, deal damage, increase the duration by 1. The bonus of this is that the damage, originally, it started out at 146 in the old version. It now starts out at 960.
Wow.
So, big boost in damage there. At level 270, it now does... Oh, that's where the 960 comes in. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And in the old one, it was 812.
Oh. That wasn't exciting at all.
It's up a little.
That's terrible. Thanks for nothing, Craig.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got his Imaginat at 5. I'm going to win the next time he's in the...
Yeah, at level 1, it went up from 146 to 176, which is not that big a change.
Hold on.
So that power didn't go up nearly as much as it really should have.
Right.
And in the thing that makes absolutely no sense, and we got to try and get the developers back on so I can just go, what? Why? That's all I'm going to be able to say. They took his one good power and made it crapola.
Wow.
Nice.
No, it's crapola. So, Master of the Fantastic, they took away his true heal, the only thing that made him good, and made it burst healing like all the other characters with burst healing.
Right.
Now, if you kind of look at his powers, like, he can generate some AP and blah, blah, blah. He's like a bad version of Medusa now. Like, he's not as good as her. I don't know why they would make this burst healing. It just doesn't make sense. So in any case, whenever an enemy matches away a friendly special tile, you get a burst of healing. It starts out at, not much, 204? That sounds right. At level 270, it gets up to 1667. Which is his old power, used to give you 3,406 true healing health.
Right. Yeah, it was really good.
And now, if you have a Fantastic Four member, you can now gain 3 green AP instead of 1. Who cares?
The Thing.
His green's not even that good.
No, it's not.
You're better off using Johnny Storm's green.
I was going to say, this is a good... Sue's is really good now, her green.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why take away his true healing? So now if your name isn't, what, Wolverine or Deadpool or apparently Cho, you can't have true healing?
Phasing out true healing, you know?
Well, I never understood Reed having true healing.
Because he's made out of rubber, and rubber heals fixes itself easy.
His main thing was he really didn't get hurt, not that he healed.
Well, yeah, but in a game, you can't have it in the game where he can't get hurt.
They're called protectiles.
Yeah, then he'd have to make a whole lot more that were a whole lot stronger.
Yeah.
No, I only used him because of his true healing. So now my dream team of him and Medusa and Carnage is completely flushed before I even got to play it.
There you go. Well, this is good news. So this means you can, now that he's been tweaked, you can sell him at an increased value.
I can probably never use Carnage again. It's probably what's going to happen because...
Maybe they'll tweak Carnage. You can sell them both. Think of all the hero points you'll get. Not to mention the ISO.
Yeah, this change just made me sad. Like, all the guy really needed was to be able to do some damage. That was his flaw.
They did increase that.
Very minorly, yes.
But, yeah. I mean, his blue power is much better.
I like the change to the blue.
There's no question about that.
All you really need to do is crank up the damage that Imagine That did. That's it. And it still doesn't do enough. Because they have to, like, you know... I just don't like it. And I think with the Master of the Fantastic, the only way it was going to be good with the change is if now when you match things, you still got the healing. So you still have to wait on the opponent to match away your tile to get the healing.
Right.
That wasn't so bad when it was true healing, because, you know, but now I can't even get cruddy burst healing on them on me doing something. It's a terrible change. Terrible.
I'm only laughing because it makes you angry.
Oh, I was so sad when I read this.
I agree with you. I would mention Desert Tortoise on the, what is this?
Discord.
He said that Medusa Carnage and Fantastic still work, but the thing is that Medusa Carnage generally works with any blue, black, yellow character, so it's just not as good.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get to keep him at high level so he could tank, and he'd just keep healing and just keep healing and just keep healing, it was glorious when you got that rolling. Now, whatever. He can just sit there as an unused character that I have championed because he's dumb now. Moving on to changes that no one saw coming, I don't think. They decided to change Falcon for whatever reason.
3-star Falcon?
Yeah.
3-star Falcon.
Ooh, tell me more. I've used him.
So Red Wing's power has been changed so that it can no longer target other people's Red Wings.
Yay, that's fantastic.
Oh, good. That was confusing and frustrating.
No, it's just annoying because it'd be like... Yeah. Oh, my Red Wing is up. Oh, your Red Wing is up. Oh, my Red Wing is up. So that's a good change.
That is a well-needed change.
But they also changed Bird Strike.
Okay.
The cost has been reduced by 3.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a bargain.
But now creates fewer projectiles, but now it does damage. So it does creates 8 projectiles instead of 9. That's not a big change there.
Yeah.
And it deals at level... What do they got on this chart here? Level 166, you get 8 110 strength projectiles, and it does 1827 team damage.
Oh.
Whereas before, you just got 9...
Oh, man, I'll be using him more.
So, yeah, AoE damage is good. That's good.
Absolutely.
Wait, it does AoE damage?
Yeah, it's team damage.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
apparently that's crazy.
The birds fly around and peck out everybody's eyes.
That's crazy.
And I got told to stop doing that. See, you know, you guys just keep going on.
We just needed a little taste. And I see that, and I'm okay with it, I guess. Because I guess I can see a scenario where you know, are playing him with others and you get stuck and you're down to just Falcon and you feel like you're doomed and now you have a chance. Because my first thought when they made this change was, eh... He's a support character. If you're relying on him for AoE damage, you're playing him wrong. Like, way wrong. Like, you shouldn't even worry about his bird strike. He should be 5-5-3.
I use him nearly every day and never, ever, ever use bird strike.
Same.
So
he was my enchilada team for a long time.
Yeah. So now I'm going to have to work that in.
I almost never use Burn Strike.
Looks like it's back on the table.
But now it sounds like I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems much better.
Or sell a moth for increased value.
We won't be doing that.
I know. I like Falcon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Falcon definitely got better.
Yeah.
But Fantastic got much worse.
Yep. Sure sounds like it.
Two of his powers got better, and although Imaginette got barely better, Flexibility got much better. But, I don't know. Makes me sad. Makes me sad. What else we got? Hey, there's a new character.
What?
Yeah, if we didn't get it, there was no clues. Here, let me give you a clue. He's in the movie. He's no longer a Baron.
That was the clue?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
That he made up just now?
Yeah, the clue that I made up just a second. So you got Mordo is now in as a reward for the next event here. Let's see. He is, what did I say? Black, blue, purple. His black power for 7 black is the Staff of the Living Tribunal. Level 1, it does 467 damage and converts a black basic tile to be a charge tile. If there's 6 or more charge tiles, it does 54 team damage per black charge tile, but then destroys all the charge tiles. At level 5, it's doing 1961 damage and converting 3 tiles. And now it's down to if there are 3 or more charge tiles, it does 454 damage to the enemy team, but then destroys the tiles. I don't know, that doesn't sound all that great, really, grand scheme of things to me. There's blue power. Is everyone gone? Did I lose everybody?
I'm here. I'm trying to absorb all this.
All right. His blue power are the Vaulting Boots of Valtor. By the Vaulting Boots of Valtor! For 10 big blue, level 1 deals 694 damage. Convert 2 basic tiles of the enemy's strongest color into those black charge tiles. At level 5, it's 2,915 damage and converts 3 tiles. So it can make you the black charged for the staff to smack you in the head with.
Right.
And then for 9 purple, what is it called? Power with Purpose. It's a one-turn stun and steals 1 blue at level 1. At level 5, it's still a one-turn stun, but steals 3 blue, purple, and black. Seems underwhelming.
It's okay. It's like when you're stealing 3 of each, so it's... It's not a very useful stun, and it's not a very good Black Widow purple. Man, I don't know. I'll revisit this guy when he's the featured character of the week. I can't process abilities and how to use them that fast.
Yeah, I think that the best option is to team him up with Sheathor, just to make extra charge tiles on the board.
Ooh, that's an interesting idea. Huh.
He's got vaulting boots. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I like the powers. I like the names. From what I've seen, I really like the graphics. I haven't seen any animation yet, but they look like they should be cool.
No, I should get on the game and see what he looks like. Does he look like the movie guy, or does he look like classic Mordo?
Kind of a cross, I think. Yeah, he kind of looks like the movie guy, I guess. Can't really see his face too well.
Okay. What? Sorry, I guess
all
right, I was...
If you follow the linking to the piecing together, there's all kind of screenshots there.
I'm not following nothing. Pressure me into doing things like that.
I don't know, his powers look pretty cool. There's one where he's flying into the air with, like, flames coming out. He's attacking me with a whip.
Ooh.
A whip.
Yeah, because the staff turns into, like, a chain that...
Yeah, so yeah. He's got that going for him. And then the other one is the stick is a stick. So he's got one stick attack, one whip attack, and one I fly into the air at you. I'm assuming the flying into the air must be the vaulting boots.
I would assume.
And power with purpose must be I hit you with a whip.
Well, it's a multi-sectional staff, really, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but the animation looks like a whip. And then it nays.
I don't know. I really like the characters that generate their own AP, so I definitely want to give them a try, but...
I mean, yeah. It just doesn't excite me. It's not exciting.
Nor should he be. He's just Mordo.
It just doesn't seem to do enough damage.
Now, Baron Mordo.
That
character would have been awesome.
That guy can get some stuff done. Man, if only he gets his barony back, then we'll have something.
What is it called when he gets married? What do you call... Oh, Baroness.
Baroness,
sorry,
yeah.
I was super slow. Thanks, G.I. Joe.
The poor Baroness.
Yeah. She just
like
wanted
her.
To
She was much better than Major Blood.
She was. She just wanted to live a quiet life with Destro.
Yeah. Poor Baroness.
I always liked Major Blood until I actually saw the cartoon, and then that voice just drove me insane.
That's funny. It's not like the Zartan voice or anything.
I don't remember that being annoying.
It's kind of got like a weird echo to it.
Yeah, it was like warbly.
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
No, I was a huge Zartan and the was it Dreadnoughts or
Zartan and the Dreadnoughts? Yeah.
Yeah, they were dope.
They were much better than Tomas and Zaymot.
They were the worst.
The Wonder Twins.
They were the worst.
Aha, punch me in the kidneys and my brother gets hurt. Aha. That's a terrible power.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like finishing each other's sentences. I didn't like them. You only have to hurt one to hurt both. They were a big letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Zartan and those scary swamp people. I don't know why he turned blue.
Yeah, I mean,
that
you had Ripper and Buzzsaw and the other guy.
Yep, and the guy who drove the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know their names.
No one does. I'm sure they do. I've long since forgotten. I just remember that. As far as villains went, they were probably my favorite or second favorite. They were right up there with the people from Cobra Law.
No.
What was that, the fourth movie? Third movie?
It's got to be the third movie. You had the mass device.
Yeah, where you changed the weather with a device. And the next movie was The Making of Serpentor. And then the third movie was like Cobra Law.
Well, yeah, that gave you the history of Serpentor or the background of...
That was the background of Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
That's where you got to see Nemesis Enforcer and Globulus and expose people to the spores and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was dope. All right.
There's a great run in the G.I. Joe comic way back in the day where Cobra Commander is no longer Cobra. Like, you know, there's a time where he gets booted out of Cobra.
Right.
Sure.
And he's kind of on the lam in, like, the south somewhere. And he's just, like, you know, a guy. Because nobody knows what he looks like anyway, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there was a good string of comics of him.
Well, he wasn't a dude, according to the third movie. He was like a snake person.
Yeah, he was not that way in the comics.
UNC
Samurai tells us we're missing some. He says it was Mass Device and then Weather Dominator. I thought the Mass Device was the Weather Dominator.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Then Pyramid of Darkness, then Arise Serpentor, then the Cobra Law.
Okay, I don't know Pyramid of Darkness. That does not ring a bell.
Wow.
Is Mass Device, isn't that the one where I had to go in to get the deep sea water from the tube worms?
From the tube worms. I know. That was to control the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was great. I love that one.
Those tube worms scared me.
Oh, I know. Mass Device was the teleporter, he says. Oh, that could be. I remember the teleporting because they had to use all of their stuff to go like into space or something because Cobra Commander only had enough stuff to send all of his troops into space and he just left them all there to die. Like, it was a one-way transport into orbit.
Which one was the one where Snake Eyes got radiation poisoning, and some blind dude helped him back to
That was the same, that was the Weather Dominator, wasn't it?
Was that the Weather Dominator?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It has.
So Chasticism says, what the heck are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. We were about to talk about...
Oh, man, I remember Shipwreck and Snake Eyes dancing and dragged to that saxophone music. That was gold.
I don't remember that at all. That's weird. I don't want to hear about it.
Which was the one where they get attacked by poison gas and everyone gets passed out except for Lady J, I think it is, and Timberwolf, whatever the Timberwolf's name was. Remember Dude the, and Wolf?
Yeah, the Native American guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Had a wolf.
Dude's wolf.
No, Spirit. He had an eagle called Spirit. Who had a wolf?
Somebody had a wolf, and it
wasn't it Snake Eyes? And he sealed the chamber, and the gas filled up, and he got, like, radiation poisoning, but he had a dog sidekick that helped
him. Pulled some stuff down so a rag got, you know, all wet so she could use the rag to filter the fumes over her mouth so she could save everybody.
No, I have to... I don't. I'm sorry.
So Stochasticism just said that he's not listening, and Desert Tortoise said, good call.
All I remember is that I had to special order my Sergeant Slaughter figure through the mail.
Heck yeah.
And Craig, tell me about this next thing before we lose any more listeners.
Well, I don't know. Probably for us, it's less of a big deal as it is for other people because, man, other people love lightning rounds. So, hey, they made super duper looper throwback lightning rounds called Super Lightning Rounds.
Wow.
So if you play your super duper lightning round right now, they're all Carol, and the only popped up character is 4-star Carol. So if you've got 4-star Carol already champed up and cranked up, you can win more Carol. So good for you. They are tiny tournaments that are 20 people each, so you always finish in the top 20, so that's nice.
Yeah.
And the top two prizes are flight tokens, you know, which are the Carol tokens.
Right.
That's it. That's what's special about them is that the only boosted thing is 4-star Marble, and you can win some fighter play tokens.
And if you're in the top eight,
and they're limited to 20 people,
you get elite tokens in the top eight.
Nice. I wish I were able to participate in such things.
I have not had a chance to try it out. My work was ridiculous, so and now I'm doing a podcast.
Cool. Same here. Does your podcast include listener comments?
It does.
It includes such things as... You might have heard Ray do podcasts such as this one.
First thing I have in listener comments is actually not a listener comment. So on our Facebook page, the Alliance's Facebook page, somebody put up the full stats for a fully topped out 5-star Panther because Dreadnought had him at level 450 like 4 days ago.
Sure.
So his health at level 450 is 51,000.
Solid.
So he's got a ton of health. He apparently played him at 544. The black makes a 5-turn countdown tile that does more than 5,000 points of damage to the chosen target. So these numbers are really through the roof. Whenever you match a yellow and have 11 team up, you spend 7 of the team up and you do 24,700 points of damage to the target.
That's nice. A fair amount.
Yeah. And then his red would, I don't even know how to read this. Negate 60% of the damage, just stuns him for 2 turns, and then when he comes out, he does 11,900 points of damage. These are some nasty numbers.
But, that is wacky stuff. I don't ever want to get there. I want to stop playing this game before I reach such levels.
Dread Pirate Barry commented and said, "I'm Brian Fellows."
Yeah.
Joe's comment was that he had to Bing Brian Fellows, which I was surprised at, but he says he is glad that he did. My only question to you is, Bing? Who uses Bing?
I do. It gives me rewards.
Yeah, it gives you rewards as in it doesn't give you the thing you're looking for.
But it gives me Amazon gift cards.
Oh, so actual tangible rewards?
Yeah. After every so many searches, it will give me a $5 Amazon gift card.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't I use Bing?
I don't know.
I'm not going to start.
Sign up for the rewards.
Yeah, they're going to pay you to use it because that's how bad it is.
I don't care. I get rewards.
You both make compelling arguments. I'll sleep on this.
He also commented that the Clampett family tree is shaped like a donut. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Aesthetis has commented on spending the command points for getting a cover for the 4 stars. He was not alone. There were several people. 120 CP is nothing. He says he's done this several times to save covers on the vine. He says he's currently at 1,440 CP.
Sure.
Is what he is trying to save up to finish Black Bolt.
Good God.
Yep.
I would take me the entire time I've played this game. I don't think I've gotten that many CP.
Well. You're not active enough.
I can't get that many. It's just not possible.
Spend more money.
No.
Well, then you can't get that many.
So I did want to bring up, there were some comments on the Facebook page. I had posted a question because I am looking at an expiring Venom that I mentioned last time on the whole dying on the vine section. And the one comment that I'm trying to find it again from Tater Cat. He says,
Tater Cat, what are they feeding you?
If you like a character, have excess covers dying on the vine, 120 CP is not so bad. For every 4-star cover you're saving, think of it as 20 CP well saved or even well spent. But his last comment, in parentheses, he says, unless it's Eddie Venom.
Yeah.
So as it turns out, that's the character that I have. And I had posted to our Facebook page saying, hey, do I sell this? Do I spend the CP? There are 19 people voted out of our 2 alliances. Every single one of them said sell it.
Wow.
Nobody thinks Venom is worth it.
Poor Venom.
Yeah, poor guy.
He just wanted to be included.
But that's probably what I'm going to be doing. So there you go, Craig. I'm giving in and not spending the CP.
I just want to be loved. Is that so long? You have to buy a Ram van for that.
BBF2 and Tatercat both commented on Punisher. When he was alone for his crash, his black power was Army of One. So
okay.
There you go. That's good to know for the next time he comes around, however
sure.
Long that'll be. Jeff Cascadian mentioned that his alliance did their best for the Civil War. They beat round 7 of Team Iron Man, and He also mentioned, though, that including himself, there are four members of his alliance in his house.
Okay.
So he was doing all he could on his account and then borrowing their phones, playing their characters as much as they could. He really wanted the Rock covers. Hey, good job. Oh, we got a question from Remus VB. Asks, why aren't you guys our Apple podcast? I don't really know what that statement means, but it did make me go out and check iTunes and Podcast Connect on Apple.com, and we're on there, so I don't know. I guess be more specific, because if you're trying to get the podcast and can't find it, I would like to know, but as far as I know, it's working on Apple, so.
I think maybe he thinks we should be paid directly by Apple to be, you know, an official podcast.
Well, that would make sense, sure.
Sure, yeah, I'm all down.
Wanted to mention Hiding from Muggles said, posting spoilers to the Facebook group, who would do such a despicable thing? I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
No hard feelings? But, Craig, I noticed you have actually been on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I had to make some comment about Dazzler. So the Super Bowl happened. Let's talk about this for a minute. And Lady Gaga came out in her Dazzler outfit,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Including the face paint.
Right.
And so we had to, you know, people posted that and said, hey, Craig, what do you think about that? And my answer was, that would be fine with Gaga playing Dazzler in a movie as long as they, you know, Photoshop someone else's head on top. So if the CGI can make an attractive Man. Head on top of Lady Gaga, I'm all down for it.
That is too far.
No.
Lady Gaga is not that offensive looking. Being not that attractive and offensive looking are two different tiers.
I didn't say she was offensive. I'm just saying if I'm putting Dazzler in a movie, she's got to be pretty.
Yeah, Gaga's pretty enough to be Dazzler. Dazzler's a meh.
She can beat up one inhuman. I love me some Gaga. She is very, very talented, and
right?
She's got a terrific body. She just has a terrible, terrible, terrible head. Like, it's malformed. Like, it's just
not.
It is. It's very strange.
It's just underwhelming.
It's just not good.
You're mistaken.
It's a very inside joke. She reminds me of Libby. That's what I got to say on that. There you go. That was a joke for Ray and probably Ray.
Nobody else who listens to this podcast.
I don't think Ray's buddy Kurt would even get that. I think that was before his time.
Getting cut out of my own podcast.
But yeah,
it's an outrage.
Yeah, but boy, she put on a good show though.
Yeah,
it's not Gaga hate. I don't know what you people. You're not listening to what I'm saying. She's very talented, and she put on a tremendous show. She's just not very good looking.
It was not tremendous. Calm down.
It was real good.
It was really good, but it was mostly because it was Lady Gaga, but it's every Super Bowl show. Unless something bizarre happens,
they say... No, every time
the
Red Hot Chili Peppers show up, it turns into a turd factory.
No way! They were awesome!
Ugh.
They were really misplaced, and I was confused by them being there, but, I mean, what is every halftime show? They say, hey, A-list musician, please come out and play a 12-minute medley of one verse of all your hits. Okay.
All I know is that I guy saw a preview saying that Gaga is going to be performing with Metallica at, like, the Grammys or something, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I heard that.
I want to see that.
I heard that from a huge Metallica fan that I work with.
Yeah, I want to see that. It sounds
Was
interesting.
Was it you?
No. I'm not a huge Metallica fan.
Oh, okay.
In the 80s, I was a massive Metallica fan, and then the Black Album came out, and I quit.
No, that album wasn't so bad. It's all the stuff after that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, except for S&M. That album was dope.
I'm not saying they're awful. They're fine, but they're fine.
Nah, Load was terrible. Reload was terrible.
Yeah, but every one of them had some good stuff. I mean, there's never something they put out that I'm like, oh, this is all just garbage. I'm fine with the stuff they do, but it's just fine. I'm not... The first four albums were different.
Yeah, and Justice will always hold a solid place in my heart.
Sure, yeah.
That album was terrific.
I don't know. I'm a Master of Puppets guy.
Yeah, I can't blame you there.
Yeah, that was the first tour I went to.
Yeah,
it was good. Amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I didn't see them till like 92, so it was later for me.
Hey, I've got a couple more listener comments.
Hey, dig it up.
FAHQ 1977 posted some stuff on Thanos that I thought was interesting. The 3-star version is apparently the best thing ever for Lightning Rounds. Some legitimate players were getting sandboxed because they were gaining points too quickly while using 3-star Thanos. So they've gone back and they've corrected this. I've heard that people who were sandboxed have been able to get out of the sandbox. But yeah, he's just that good that you do a couple moves and boom, the fight's over.
Wow.
And he also said that his 5-star version is now controlling placement among PvE players. So a lot of people who are really too serious about the PvE events, they race to the 4 clears of each node, and with full 4-star champed rosters, maxed OML, you know, Logan, Phoenix, Silver Surfer, they can't compete with Thanos and his Court of Death. So, there you go.
Wow.
He's apparently just a monster.
A speed demon. A speed titan, if you will.
Mm.
Well, I have neither the 3-star even fully covered yet, and I think I have, I don't know, like a cover or two for the 5-star, so.
Yep.
That is way down the road for me.
Yep, someday I'll get a better grasp on this excellent character called Thanos.
I did, I managed Thanos to champion him, so I have all the 3-stars champed again.
Oh, good job.
So, yay!
Start moving through those lightning rounds.
Yeah, apparently. He also mentioned a couple of things that 2-star Daken. Mm-hmm. Have you guys noticed that he's broken?
Nope.
Nope. No, never use him.
I do. I use him daily, but I don't notice anything. Whenever something happens that I'm not expecting, I just assume I'm wrong, and I never assume there's a glitch in the game. But now that you've said this aloud, I have noticed that when I do fire Craig's favorite chemical reaction, it does damage in 2 segments. It'll do the damage from the attack and then do the damage from however many strike tiles were out there.
Yeah, and apparently what he's claiming, I don't know the math of this, but and I'm sure he's right. But what he's saying is that it actually is doing double damage for those strike tiles it's destroying, because the damage is included in the attack, and then it does it again when it gets rid of the strike tiles.
Mm.
So he's Ubered up a little bit. And I noticed this not because I use him, but because I've been playing the current PvE, the Hunt, and he's in, like, every node.
Sure.
So I'm fighting him constantly, and every time he does that, which is, you know, every round.
Every turn, because it costs 5.
It does this extra damage hit, and it's getting annoying. And the other thing is, apparently Star-Lord's yellow now adds 2 AP costs to all abilities, a la Peggy.
That's so, not good.
Yeah, that's really not good. So Star-Lord has become a very dangerous character.
To everyone's or just your opponents?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't use Star-Lord, so I don't know. The way this reads, I think it's opponents.
It must be. And I thought he already did that. I thought that's why he was such a
powerfully reworked
character. Oh, okay. So he makes things cheaper, and now he's making things more expensive as well.
Right.
Wow, that's outrageous.
That's the way I'm reading it.
Good on him.
So, yeah, I guess. Maybe I should use them. The only thing I have left is Cthulhu-y. new commenter. He says, well, I'm not going to quote this because there's a swear word, but he says...
It's got a curse.
I'm not going to write a novel like some of these guys, but he's a new listener, loved the show, binged it all in a week.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
He says he can no longer activate Jab Jab Cross without thinking click,
click,
click, boom.
Because it's click, click, boom, yep.
He also says he would love to hear a 3-4 stars transition episode, as that is where he is currently.
Yeah, we kept talking about doing that. We just didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have any advice. I'm there.
Yeah, you're doing this transition right now.
Just keep plugging away. You'll open up some covers eventually. Whatever you've been doing, you've been doing it right.
I wanted to bring this up. I saw on the D3 forum, somebody had a vote for should they rename furry friends to squirrel, squirrel, squirrels.
They did.
And a certain Mr. Person that we know said that he is all for it as long as they come with the stipulation that they never put Dazzler in this game. So I replied back that he was a monster.
Yeah, the squirrel, squirrel, squirrels is already implied. I think that's enough.
Well, once they have the power to actually say it, when they added that in, that made me happy enough.
Yeah.
That it now says squirrel, squirrel, squirrels on the screen.
It really does. And that's excellent.
Well, I thought it only said it once now. It only comes up once.
What?
But it says squirrels.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I don't use her, so I don't know.
Man.
I think it's probably still the 3 times, but I'll be mindful next time I give her a try.
I haven't used
her
in ages.
She was boosted recently in Civil War, so I feel like I used her and didn't know to be mindful.
By the way, that currently 37% of the people say yes, it should be changed. 51% of the people say yes, it should be changed, and it should play Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls when it activates.
Yeah, that's what I voted for.
And 11% said no.
And those people are terrible, terrible people.
Nope. fight to keep the game pure.
Well, there are 37 people who answered that they were high. Because that was an option. For some reason.
And I'm still expecting my residual check from, what was that, Comedy Central for stealing my song.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrels.
Yeah! That chick totally stole my song and sang squirrel, squirrel, squirrels.
Are you sure you were first?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you shoot her a tweet?
I did not.
Tell her
I
something about intellectual
is.
Property? I don't look it up. Ask her to be on the show.
No, if I could get anybody on, I would still try and get Flavor Flav on the show because it would be glorious.
That would not be glorious. I'm not doing that episode.
We could just talk about fried chicken recipes.
No. No, absolutely not. I put my foot down. Actually, I wouldn't. He'd be dope.
But I really want that fried chicken recipe.
It would be the worst show ever.
I really want that fried chicken recipe. It was really good.
It wasn't. You were just really hungry.
No, it was really good.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
The red velvet waffles, however, were really good.
I don't know. I didn't get to taste it because your wife's mother ran away with it.
Well, she did ask for it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, like I said, that was the last of the listener comments.
It was my wedding. I control the waffles.
All your waffles belong to us. All right. Hey.
Master Blaster controls the red waffles.
That's right. Yeah. So, Ian, what time is it now?
Oh, my goodness. 4:30? I can only hope that it is time for the featured
character
of the week. Week.
Hey, speaking of weddings, this week it's brought to you by Ceremony Totes. Are you dreading that best man speech? Are you receiving an award for your charity work and you don't know what to say? Call up Ceremony Toasts. Toasts written for you by the world's finest masters of the toast. Each toast handcrafted and personalized just for you. Ceremony Toasts.
Excellent. So, this week, our featured character of the week, I believe the clue had something to do with a lunar cycle, which hopefully led you to none other than everybody's favorite, Moon Knight. So, Moon Knight, bio/background. Once upon a time, they wrote up a character named Moon Knight who was an evil assassin. And everybody said, what a great character. And they were like, he is a great character who is undercover as an evil assassin because he's actually a hero. And then the Moon Knight series was born. And for some reason,
it's like a plot for a wrestler.
Absolutely.
You know, he's a heel. No, he's a babyface. Woo!
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mark Spector was hanging out in a tomb in ancient Egypt for one reason or another. I assume he was a grave robber. Oh, no, he was a mercenary. So yes. He was protecting some grave robbers while they were looting tombs in Egypt. They didn't want to pay him for his work, so they clubbed him over the head and left him in the tomb. I wasn't there. I'm just assuming that's how it went down. Right before he passed out, he was like, and crawled up to a shrine, and it was a shrine dedicated to either Khonshu or Honshu. I don't know if the K is silent. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
It's not.
It's your choice, really. So that's the guy, the Egyptian god of the moon. And then he got better, and he was like, thanks, Khonshu, and decided that he had been risen from the dead and wanted to exact revenge in the name of Khonshu. On his attackers and then criminals worldwide. So he dressed up like the Moon Knight, moved back to New York, and started fighting evil. He, like so many others, has three abilities. They are black, I think purple and green. Let me check just to make sure I don't mislead you guys unintentionally.
Yeah,
they are
absolutely.
Black, purple, and green. All right. His black ability, the Fist of Khonshu. It deals 1,269 damage to the enemy and creates 2 strength, 74 black enemy attack tiles. If the damage downs the enemy, it restores 1,019 health to Moon Knight instead. Lovely.
Well, it's like in addition.
Right. Well, instead of creating the enemy attack tiles, it gives you health. Let's see. As it goes up, he gets more base damage. Strike tiles stay the same. More base damage, strike tiles go down in power damage, I guess you would call it. Base damage goes up. You create one fewer strike tile for the same reduced damage. And then base damage goes up and you no longer have the negative effect of creating enemy tiles. So at level 5, at his maximum level, he will deal 6,783 damage to the enemy. And if you kill them, he'll heal up for 1,984 damage.
Because he sits down and cracks open a nice flaky croissant, and he consumes that for health.
By the way, Discord is going crazy. Apparently there is a croissant emoji.
Oh, nice. Let me pop over to that.
Donkey Teeth asks, where do the French pastries come into the story? And he's Jim Dixon responded, the grave robbers beat him to death with French pastries.
The one had a big baguette. It was terrible.
Oh, it's gruesome. Man. That's where they delivered the final blow. Those baguettes are lethal. Okay, so sit on down, listeners. This middle power is passive, but it has three alternating abilities, so this is going to get wordy.
20 minutes before Ian can tell us what they do.
Oh my goodness. So it's lunacy. At the, I want to say, start of the battle, the power becomes one of three random powers. You can either get a strength 27 attack tile when you create a black match, or you could create a purple match to deal 135 extra damage, or you can create a green match to get a strength 19 strike tile. And they all, it's not that bad. They all increase accordingly per level. Depending on what you get, we'll jump straight to the max level 5. If it's the black match, it's a 223 attack tile. If it's the green, it's 160 strike tile. And if it's the purple, it's 1,105 extra damage. I did not take the time to investigate which is which, and I will not tell you because I don't know.
Yeah, I can't find anywhere that actually says it. It doesn't say it in the game under the power. It doesn't say, yeah.
Right. So one of them is, what, the aspect of Khonshu? One of them is Mark Spector, and one of them is something else? Crazy, weird... beaked guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No one does. That's okay. We'll move on to everybody's favorite green croissant power, the Moon Silver Blades.
Yay.
He whirls some knives at a random enemy for 1,575 damage, which goes up and up and up and up until he is dealing 12,881 damage to a random enemy. So there you have it, Moon Knight. Let's see. I don't know. I'll have to defer to Craig because he probably has 1,000 Moon Knight covers because he is so disrespectful towards the poor Moon Knight.
I gotta assume
5-3-5 is the correct answer here because that middle power just seems tedious.
I have him at 5-3-4.
Wow, you're cruising along with Moon Knight.
Yeah,
I don't ever use him. But
that's because you're a hater.
That's mostly true. I would think that I will probably also end up at 5-3-5. That seems like,
yeah,
like my style.
So I currently have him at a 1-2-4 because, ooh, and I just nearly accidentally sold him by hitting back too many times.
That would have been the second saddest show we ever did.
Yeah, true story. But Fist of the Khonshu I use as soon as they get down to 2,200 health. I just save up to that point. Lunacy, I'm very mediocre on, but the Moon Silver Blades, oh,
yeah,
it's amazing. I love it. So, yeah. And by the way, there is a website. It's not official, but there's a website that a guy put up on the D3 forums that shows all of the 4-stars in his ranking. He currently ranks Moon Knight as the number 12 of 4-stars and also has him at a 5-3-5.
Okay. I don't know how many 4-stars there are, so I don't know if 12 is good or not in the rank 40, system.
42?
Oh, wow. So he's up there. Yeah. He's definitely on the good half.
No,
he's
41,
no Mr.
Sorry.
But, he's no Mr. Okay. Fantastic, but he's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Number 12 is pretty good. I think it's absolutely all because of those blades.
Those blades are deadly.
I mean, I only have him at a really low level, 135, and the blades are already doing 6,000 points of damage.
Nice. That's what I'd like to hear. Yeah, that purple power just seems... you have no control over it.
Yeah.
And the effects, even at the highest possible level, are...
meh. They're okay.
Yeah, if the purple effect looks like my least favorite. The other one, at least you're throwing out some higher level strength or attack or strike tiles, doing a little extra... I don't know. Yeah, 5-3-5. I'm sticking to my guns.
We still don't have names, but he's Jim Gixon actually says that the raven-headed guy is the black tiles, the one that looks like Moon Knight is extra damage for purple, and the one in the suit is strike tiles on green. So
okay. Thanks, Gene.
He's Gene Dixon, celebrity.
Yeah, he is Gene Dixon.
Prophetess.
So there you have it. The fine people at Ceremony Toasts bring you the one and only Mark Spector, Moon Knight.
Good deal. Dying on the Vine. Mine was sad. I had to sell off two shows this week.
That's a little bit sad.
Yeah, now I'm down to Three-Star Strange, It's Dying, and I think my seventh or eighth Blue Wasp.
That's sad. I didn't know you got that. How did you get that many wasps?
Jeez. I get wasp every day. Nothing but wasp. She's another character I don't like, so clearly that's the one I get the most of.
That's all you had?
That's it.
So mine, I have a two-star Wolverine that I'm trying to re-champion. I've got one of his covers, not a big deal. I've got that Venom I talked about. I've got a day. I want to give it another day before I sell him. But I need either a yellow or black. Either one would be good. And I've been saving up my ISO, so I should be able to champion him. But otherwise, the green's getting sold. But then the rest of it, I have eight now. Eight purple two-star Black Widows. That's all I get with her. I have her at a 5-2-1.
Right.
So I've got 13 purple covers, and the same time I've gotten three of her other colors. It's really getting annoying. It's kind of like the whole two-star cap for Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, right. His complete inability to get yellow.
Yellow, yeah. I could use either one. I could add either one of the other colors. Just not purple. But in any case, that's all I got. So I'm, you know, 1-4-star. Not,
right. Let
not
me
a
get to
deal.
My roster. I had to click through some exciting command points.
I tried to delay.
And now you did. It worked. I only had to click through like 3 command points, so it wasn't that exciting, but it was pretty exciting. I have that Agent Venom that we spoke about earlier from the Hail to the King vault. Just sitting there for 7 more days. I don't know what I'll do with him. I should probably roster him this time, but I don't know. We'll see where I am as far as hero points goes. I have a purple Rulk, which hopefully I can get a red or green Rulk here before these 8 days and 10 hours expires, so that way I can give him a champion +1. And I got a Quicksilver just hanging out here for no reason. I don't know what that's all about. I don't remember earning him. I don't know why he's here. I don't plan on keeping him. I'm just letting him hang out with these other 4-stars to let him see what real heroes are like. So, yeah, I'm going to just keep opening tokens, and hopefully today, during our token opening, I will get that Red Hulk that I need. Because I think I have him at, I only need one more cover, or my math is faulty. So while we move on, I will tell you all about Red Hulk and what to do with him when I get there. Yeah, I have him at a 5-5-4-3. So red or green will be a big help.
Good deal. Rewards of the week. Hey, got one of those Black Panthers.
I got 3 Rulks and 2 Spider-Womans.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, I think we all got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that Agent Venom.
Sure.
Oh, then that Hulkbuster. That was my reward of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I'm going to go scroll back so I can look at him again.
Getting your first 4-star champ, especially when it's as useful as he is, that's a game changer right there.
That's a big boost.
It really is. He's so good.
Yeah. He can do some damage.
Yeah, he really can. Overdrive is so helpful. I didn't think it was, but I was wrong.
Yeah, it is.
Gets you
amazing.
So much red so fast.
Yeah. And throws those strikes out.
Get your fist buster going.
Yeah. I don't know. Wait, what's he? Who's that? Oh, to make black. Yeah.
Iron Fist, make black.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess my reward of the week is going to also be the Black Panther. I love that cover. It looks so cool. But yeah, red. Just like Craig.
Yep. All the same. Only the names will change.
Craig will be better next week after he's over the Mr. Fantastic stuff,
oh,
I swear.
It made me so sad when I read it. I was just so sad. So sad. All right. So sad. Let's open some stuff. Brought to you by this guy. Who wants to open stuff?
You do.
Okay.
Woo!
I've got a legendary Latest Legends poking dude in the face, Thanos in the face here. Oh, it's a 4-star. Sadness. Oh, but it's a good 4-star.
All right.
It is a yellow Peggy Carter.
Ooh.
That's actually good. What does that mean? It gets my Peggy to 5-3-2. That's exciting. I'm looking forward to really using more Peggy in the future. I really like her a lot.
So was that one of her more needed colors? I don't remember what order she's in.
Yellow that's is five the red. Inspiring Presence one.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called, right?
Yep. I think the red one is do some damage. That one is make things cost more, and then I don't remember what Peggy says.
Legendary Presence, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's now at, when Peggy's health is greater than 40%, all enemy powers cost 3 more.
Cool.
So.
Where do you poke Thanos to get that?
I poked him right on his nose.
Okay. I will try to reproduce this effect, getting what appears to be a 4-star. Ooh, you guessed it. Kingpin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a useful Kingpin cover. Let's investigate.
Useful shot, that.
Oh, I didn't realize I had him at... So now my Kingpin is at a 1, 2, 5.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah,
interesting.
This epidemic of getting 5 of one color before you have almost any of other colors is getting out of hand.
Yeah, talk to me about Bucky.
I think I have him in that similar state. I'll scroll to him while you're getting your token ready. I think he's part of the epidemic. Yeah, I have him at 5-1-2. He's like the reverse Kingpin.
I don't remember. I remember I have 5 red. That's all I got. And it makes me sad. So, clicking. What do we got is a 4-star. And it is going to be a 4-star Professor X.
Oh, that sounds like someone who you already have championed.
That is exactly the case. So,
nice.
He's nice. I've been using him a lot. That'll take him to a 275, so that's good. I've been using him constantly with my newly championed Nova. Oh, man. Throw out all those strike tiles and that Professor X just boost them.
Yeah.
I was making matches for 10,000 points of damage. It was insane.
That's all damage.
Yeah. Good combination.
Whoa, wow. Again, I've never had a champion 4-star before, so I was taking a quick moment to preview the rewards that you get to know if it was actually, you know, an okay thing that you were drawing this Professor X. You get command points every other level?
Is it every other?
It feels like it.
No, I don't think it's that often.
Let's see. I have Iron Man at, you know, 270. So that means, so at 271, I get a cover. At 272, I get command points. At 274, I get command points. At 276, I get command points. 278, command points. And then 280, I get another legendary cover.
Yeah, you either get command points or a legendary.
Yeah.
Every other.
Yeah, that's dope.
There you go.
I didn't think it was that good, actually.
Yeah, I didn't either. They're spaced so far apart that, you know, I guess I just never noticed.
Holy crap, Discord's going nuts. I'm not reading all that. All right. Sorry.
All right. Well, good token opening.
Yeah.
Thanks, all right.
Team. Brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
Podcast Network.
Woo!
The soon-to-be-named Podcast Network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, includes this and several other fine shows, all entertaining and well-produced. So if you are looking for something to help you while away the hours, long drives to and from work, perhaps, or just relax in the evening with a good podcast, and you've already listened to the Puzzle Warriors 3, check out the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, or you can go to our webpage, Puzzle Warriors 3, and there's a direct link to all of our shows on our network. That's the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Muy bien.
Thank you.
Got anything else this week? I think we're done.
I think I have everything I wanted to bring up.
The only thing I need to say about the Podcast Network is that it needs to feature more shows with me. That's what it means.
I feel like it's at capacity with one.
It's probably true.
So I wanted to mention this way, way back. UNC Samurai said, quote, "It was my wedding. I control the waffles." He said that this was no context Hall of Fame category right there. And Donkey Teeth responded with, "Was Leslie Nope at your wedding? Hashtag waffles."
Oh.
I get that. I like the Parks and Rec.
I anyway, have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought it was fun. I was going to say, I wish she had been at my wedding.
Parks and Rec gets good. You should watch it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You just got to work your way through those first couple.
And, man, it was bad.
First couple seasons, you got to work your way through those.
I never made it past like episode 2.
I understand.
That's what I keep hearing, by the way, about Stranger Things, is that because I couldn't make it past episode 2.
What?
It was boring as all get out.
No, that's a good show.
No, bail on it immediately.
What?
Oh my god, it was solid gold, Ray. I just don't want to encourage Craig to go any further. He already gave me his BS line of why he doesn't like it, and I said, "Good, don't watch it."
I haven't.
Yeah, you're correct. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's boring, and I would not watch it either.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go with that.
Yeah, I would.
I'll watch me some more Voltron on the
there you go.
On Netflix. That's been way more entertaining.
There you go.
I love me some good Voltron.
Crank out the rest of those Lemony Snickets.
I watched that whole show.
Okay, well.
That show was fantastic.
No doubt.
Man, Doogie Howser is the bomb.
He is pretty cool.
Hey, man, that guy's such a good actor.
He is. I'll give you
man,
that.
Man, I love me some Neil Patrick Harris. But yeah, he was terrific. Real good. Real good show. Anyway, that's what we got this week. As always, thank you for joining us. Post the people on the live feed and you people who actually want sound effects and editing, like, you know, I would. God knows why you listen to this show live. You people are crazy. Check us out. Updates, PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, all your favorite podcasting things. You can leave us comments on the Discuss feature on our webpage. Shoot us an email. Send us a Twitter. Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. I think that's all the ways. Am I missing a way?
I lost track, but I think you're good.
All right. If you want to buy something, it's you know, Valentine's Day. Go buy lots of things on Amazon for your significant other, but use the link on our webpage and you know can show us some love too. How nice would that be?
Sorry. That makes me happy every time. The fact that people use that link. Because I know when I log on to Amazon before I go to our link, it's like, hey, are you going to use Amazon? Try Amazon. Smile and give some money.
I know,
to,
like, no, I'm not giving money to those charities. I'm
not giving money to the Wounded Warrior Project. Screw those guys. Give it to the Puzzle Warriors. Oh, my man. God. I'm just not a good person.
Now I'm going to have to take some of this money and give it to the Wounded Warriors. Just because.
So, yeah, click on that banner. You buy something for Valentine's Day and show us a little love. And really, I swear, I promise, we're going to get back to this patron rewards thing.
We're on the cusp. We really made a lot of progress last time we met.
Of glory. Or you can head over to, speaking of perfect Valentine's Day gifts, tell your sweetie you want some Puzzle Warriors gear over at cafepress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3. And you can buy some sweet, sweet Puzzle Warriors merchandise. Or something from the soon-to-be-named network. Good times. I think that's all we got, and here comes the worst clue of all time.
Brace yourself. This is a doozy.
Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, playing jazz saxophone will make you green. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, bye, friends.
I said it was the worst clue ever.
I know.
And you were correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had some pretty bad clues.
This one's definitely gonna jockey for the throne.
Oof. What do you think the worst is?
We don't have time for that.
No, we should have a poll.
The worst was... The worst was the one where... You said the clue was an angry duck and it was Quake. That was by far your worst clue.
I don't remember that one at all.
Oh my God, because it was your thinking was here's where they were supposed to go.
Stacey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was Donald's girlfriend and her name is Daisy, and that's gonna take you to Quake. Meanwhile, everybody's like, ooh, an angry duck. It's gotta be Howard. The angry duck.
Oh, I suppose we could have made a sour cream joke.
We did.
Yeah.
When she first was launched, I'm just saying, I would argue that that was your worst clue. There may have been worse clues, I don't know. That was just the most misleading.
Man. All right. Good enough. Ray, are we still live?